Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Memchesam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Memchesam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Hahalil Vasimcha Shmeina Ketzat. We mentioned in the Mishnah, all the way back in the beginning of the Perek, Amambez, we said Lulav HaRava is 6 or 7 days, and we explained it depends if the first day of Sukkot is on a Shabbos, or if the last day of Sukkot is on a Shabbos. And then the Mishnah mentioned that Halal and Simcha are for 8 days, which we explained means the 7 days of Sukkot, and then also Shmini Atzeres. So that's where this Mishnah now picks up from. We said a halav asimcha shmeina. So says the Mishnah, how is it 8 days? Melamed shechayiv adam b'halal u'besimcha u'bechvoid yom tev'achrin shochag k'shar kol yomay sachag. From the fact that it's 8 days, it must be that there's a chiyuv even on Shmini Atzeres. That even on Shmini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv to say Halal, there's a chiyuv of Simcha, and there's a chiyuv of Kavod Yom Tov Acharon. There's a chiyuv of honoring of Shmini Atzeres. It's interesting that the Mishnah adds that one in. The original Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek just mentioned the fact that Halal and Simcha are for 8 days, and never mentioned anything about Kavod Yom Tov. For some reason, this Mishnah adds in this detail that Shmini Atzeres is Chayiv and Halal Simcha, and also in Kavod Yom Tov, and also in Kavod Yom Tov, just like the rest of the days of Sukkot. But the Iker is the fact that Shmini Atzeres is Chayiv and Halal and Simcha, and that's the explanation for the Mishnah that we had in the beginning of the Perek. So now says the Gemara, Minahani Mili. How do we know that this is true? How do we know that there's a chiyuv of simcha even on Shmini Atzeres? So says the Gemara, the Tan Rabbana, because we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'hayisa ach sameach. So really, we had it this past week's Parsha and Parshas Re'e. The Pasuk right before V'hayisa ach sameach, it starts off, V'samachta b'chagecha. In the song, we say these words all together. We say V'samachta b'chagecha, and then we say V'hayisa ach sameach, but really, these are two different psukim, and they're many words apart. V'hayisa ach sameach is the ending of the next Pasuk, and V'samachta b'chagecha is the beginning of the previous Pasuk. But Al Kopanim in Yanenu, so the Pasuk right before this one already says V'samachta b'chagecha, that you have a chiyuv to have simcha. And then this pasuk ends off V'yisach sameach, and you should be sameach. So it seems a little bit redundant. What's this coming to add? It already told me on Sukkot V'samachta b'chagecha. So why does the Torah then add V'yisach sameach? So says the Gemara, says the Braiso, that's L'Rabbis Leile Yom Tov Acharon, that's coming to be Marbe, that also Shmini Atzeres is Chayav and Simcha. So V'samachta b'chagecha is teaching us about the 7 days of Sukkot, and then V'hayisach Sameach is coming to add that also Shmini Atzeres. So maybe when you sing the song on Sukkot, so the first 7 days you should put the emphasis on the beginning, and then Shmini Atzeres is the emphasis is on V'hayisach Sameach, that's the part that teaches us that there's a chiyuv of simcha even on Shmini Atzeres. Ask the Braisa, Einoi Ela Yom Tov HaRishon. Maybe V'yisach Sameach is coming to be Marbe even the first night of Sukkot, which there's no time to have brought a carbon for the first night of Sukkot. So therefore there's no Shalmei Simcha. So maybe the V'yisach Sameach is coming to be Marbe that there's still a Chiyuv of Simcha on the first night of Sukkot. So says the Gemara, no, Kishuhu Aimer Ach Chalak. When it says V'yisa Ach Sameach, so Ach is Mashma Miet. Ach is Mashma, this is Chayiv and Simcha, but not something else. So it's coming to tell me that V'yisa Ach Sameach is that the 8th day is Chayiv and Simcha, but Ach Sameach is coming to tell us, but not something else, which means not the first night of Sukkot. The first night there is no Chayiv, at least Midaraisa of Simcha. Ask the Gemara, Umari Isa L'Rabbis Leile Yom Tov Acharon U'L'Haitzi Leile Yom Tov Arishon. So how do you know to be Marbe the last day and to exclude the first night? Maybe do the opposite. Meaning from the Pasuk, all you see is that there's something which we're being Marbe, and there's something that we're being Mamayit. So you told me that we're being Marbe the 8th day, that the 8th day is Chayiv and Simcha, and that the first night is not. Maybe it's the opposite. Why do you specifically darshan the Pasuk in this way, that it's the first night which is excluded from the mitzvah of Simcha? and it's the last day that's chayiv. So says the Gemara, Mar bani leili yom tov acharin sheyesh simcha lefanav. It's more logical to say that it's the last day which we're being marbe, that there's a chiyuv simcha, because there are days of simcha that are preceding it. And therefore it makes sense to continue the chiyuv. We're not starting anything new. We're continuing the chiyuv that already existed. Umaitzi ani leili yom tov arishin, and it makes more sense to exclude the first night from simcha, she'ein simcha lefanav, because there is no chiyuv simcha before it. So that would be like starting a new chiyuv, a new mitzvah. It makes more sense to be marveh the last day. So the maskana of this Gemara is that the tak of the first night, there is no chiyuv of simcha. However, the Shagas Aryeh famously says in Siman Samaches, he says that even though there is no chiyuv midaraisa and simcha on the first night, he says that there is still a chiyuv midarabanan and simcha on the first night, to have some meat, to have some wine, to have nice clothing. And he proves this from the Gemara in Psachim and Arvei Psachim on Kuf Chesem Abeis, where over there the Gemara discusses a case of a person who drinks the Dalet Kaisleis Bevas Achas. He drinks it all together. And the Gemara says that Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Dalet Kaisleis La Yotza. He's not Yaitze the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisleis, but he's Yaitze the mitzvah of Yayin. So what's the mitzvah of Yayin? The Rashbam over there on the Gemara in Psachim says, on Yidei Yayin Yotza, he says that you are Yaitze the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Ah, but our Gemara says that there is no chiyuv of Simchas Yontif. So says the Shagas Aryeh, it must be that even though there is no chiyuv midaraisa, there is still a chiyuv midarabanan of Simchas Yontif on the first night. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Sukkah Shiva Ketza. What does it mean that the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah is for 7 days? So says the Mishnah, because you're not supposed to take down the Sukkah on the seventh day. You're supposed to have the Sukkah all 7 days. Gamar mila echel, even when you finish eating on the seventh day, lo yatir es sukkasoi, you're not supposed to take down your Sukkah. So from Rashi, it makes it seem like maybe this is just an Eitz HaTaiva. Rashi points out that maybe you'll still want to learn, you'll still want to sleep, maybe you'll decide and have another Suda on, and to eat again on Hashanah Rabbah. So that's why you shouldn't take down your sukkah. Lemaisa, the Ran seems to understand that it's not just an Eitzah Taiva, it's actually a din. Because the Torah says, B'sukkah is teshvu shivas yamim, that the sukkah needs to stay up for 7 days, and he says that therefore you're not allowed to take down the sukkah on the seventh day of Sukkot. So says the Mishnah, when you finish eating on the seventh day, don't take down the sukkah. Avol meirid asa kelim min amincha ulamayla. However, once it's the Zman Mincha, which the Ritva explains is referring to Mincha Ketana, so once it's the Zman Mincha Ketana, so then already you should take down your kelim. Meaning, presumably a person's sukkah was on his roof, Bizman Chazal, so that's why the Mishnah says you should take it down, meaning bring it back downstairs into the house. Why should you bring down your nice kelim back into the house? Because to show that you're getting ready for Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you won't be eating in the sukkah. Now you can't take down the sukkah like we just said, or at least in Eitz HaTaiva, you're not taking down the sukkah like we just said. So how are you going to show that you're getting ready for Shmini Atzeres, where you eat back inside the house, at least in Eretz Yisrael, where you only keep 1 day? The Gemara will discuss Chutz Laretz shortly. But at least in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. There's no Sveika Diyayma. So how do you show you're getting ready for Shmini Atzeres? So that's what the Mishnah says. You bring down your nice kalim that you had in the sukkah, bring it back into the house to show that you're getting ready for Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, ain't like kalim lahirid mahu. What's the halach of a person who doesn't have any kalim to bring down into his house? So we'll explain the shaila in a moment, but first the Gemara asks, ain't like kalim, what do you mean he doesn't have any kalim, he doesn't have anything to eat on? Elaki yishtamish b'may yishtamish. So what was he eating on for the entire 7 days of Sukkot? He obviously has something. Rather, says the Gemara, Ela ein le makayim lahayrid kalev mahu. What's the halacha if a person doesn't have a place to put his kalim? Meaning his house is completely full. And therefore, what's going to be is that on Shmini Atzeres, he's not going to be eating inside of his house. He's going to have to eat inside of his sukkah. Because he doesn't have anywhere indoors to put his things. Maybe there's people sleeping, he has the family all over, so they're all sleeping in all the different rooms. He has nowhere to put his dishes. He's going to have to eat inside the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the question is what does he do to show that he's not sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah? Because again, for a person who doesn't have a sveik in the yoyma, there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So now it's going to look like he's sitting in the sukkah. It looks like he's adding to the mitzvah. Now, really, it's not a problem about Tosef. It's not considered that he's adding to the mitzvah if he sits in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And the reason for that is based on the Gemara that we had in Rosh Hashanah, that since it's not the zman of the mitzvah anymore, and he's not having kavana to do it for the mitzvah, he's just doing it because he has no space inside of his house, so that's not considered Baal Tosef. The concern of the Gemara, though, is that it looks like Baal Tosef. If he sits in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it looks like he's coming to add another day to sukkahs. So what should he do in such a situation to show that he's not sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah? So says the Gemara, the Eitzah is Rav Chiya bar Rav Amar, Peiches ba'arba. He should take away four tfachim, the Rambam says, four by four tfachim of schach from the sukkah, and by doing that, Rashi says, he passels the sukkah. Now, the Ran, I believe it is, explains that really, Avir passels the sukkah with three tfachim, like we had earlier in the Masechta. So why does the Gemara, why does Rav Chiya bar Rav say, to undo four tfachim of schach? If you're trying to passel the sukkah, all you need is three tfachim. So the Ran explains that over here, besides passeling the sukkah, it has to be that it's nikkur, that he's doing something to show that he's not living in the sukkah. So three tfachim is not nikkur. Four tfachim is already a makom chashuv, and then it's nikkur. So ein hachanami, three tfachim already will passel it, but he has to do four tfachim so that it should be something which is nikkur, that people should realize that he's not sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah. Anyway, so that was the Eitz of Rav Chiya bar Rav, is to peiches ba'arba, is to take away four tfachim of the schach. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar, madlik ba'as haner, he shall light a candle inside the sukkah, like we had earlier in the Masechta, that you're not supposed to light a candle inside the sukkah. And so by doing so, he shows that he's not living in the sukkah anymore for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. And says the Gemara, v'lei pligi, even though they gave different etzas, they're not really arguing. It's just that halan v'halahu. One's talking about for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, where they're able to do something to the sukkah on the seventh day. They're not going to have to eat in the sukkah Leil Shemini Atzeres. So going into the eighth night, before Shmini Atzeres starts, they could do something to passel the sukkah, they could take away the schach. But halahu, the way the Rif and the Rosh explain, is that for the Bnei Chutz Laretz, sorry, that was halahu, that's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and halan is for the Bnei Bavel, the Bnei Chutz Laretz, so the Rif and the Rosh explain, they have to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So being that they have to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, they're not able to passel it on Eishana Rabbah, on Chol HaMoed. They're not able to passel it then, because they have to eat in the sukkah, so when is it that they have to make their hecker? They have to make their hecker for Simchas Torah on the ninth day. Now, they're not going to be able to passel the sukkah because on Shmini Atzeres, you wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. So what could you do to make a hecker that you're not living in the sukkah for the mitzvah? You can't do any sort of malacha, but what you could do is you are going to have to light the candles inside the sukkah, and by doing that you show, or light a candle inside the sukkah, and by doing so you show that you're not sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah. You're just doing it because you don't have space inside the house. Well, says the Gemara, this, that lighting a candle helps, because you're not really supposed to light a candle inside of a sukkah, that was dafka by a small sukkah. We had earlier in the Masechta that it's only a small sukkah that you're not supposed to light candles. So this Eitzah would seem to only work by a small sukkah. Says the Gemara, hatenach sukkah ketana. So this Eitzah of lighting a candle, that works to make a hecker when you're dealing with a small sukkah. But sukkah gedoyla ma'ika lemeimer. What hecker should the Bnei Chutz Laretz make on Simchas Torah if they have to eat in the sukkah? What hecker should they make to show that they're not eating in the sukkah for the mitzvah? So says the Gemara, Ma'ikulamema, what hecker should they do? Says the Gemara, the Ma'ayil Bamane Mechla. He should bring inside his dirty kalim. He should bring this food kalim that are dirty. He should leave them inside the sukkah. The Amar Rava, Rava said that Mani Mechla Barmi Mitalalta, Mani Mishtia Bimitalalta. We had earlier in the Masechta this as well, that drinking kalim, you're allowed to leave inside the sukkah. Those aren't as dirty and disgusting. But eating kalim, food kalim, you're not supposed to leave inside the sukkah. And so that's even by sukkah gedolah. So if a person does that, he's making a hecker that he's not being in the sukkah for the mitzvah, and then there's not going to be a problem if he has to eat in the sukkah, it won't look like Baal Tosef. So that would be the Eitzah for the Bnei Chutz Laretz, who have a sukkah gedolah. So going into Simchas Torah, Leil Simchas Torah, the Eitzah to do would be to leave the food kalim inside the sukkah, and by doing so, he's making a nicker that he's not being in the sukkah l'shem the mitzvah.